This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just really, truly, honestly being part of the conversation. And you need to be part of the conversation. You know, I always say that, and I think some of you are misunderstanding what I'm saying. In other words, you don't have to be in the chat room, you know, conversing away, but listen, get informed. Maybe there's something you can add to the conversation. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe you already know everything. Maybe you don't know anything. But you got to get involved. I mean, you really do. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. And I so much appreciate the time that you do spend with us. You know, I need your input. I want to know the, you know, maybe the guests you'd like us to have. The topics you'd like us to discuss. I got this one from one of the listeners. You know, I love to beat up on this climate change stuff. And it's not because I want to hurt the planet, because, you know, that's what the left always says. We don't care about the planet. We want to hurt it. You know, it's really funny, because as a Christian, I'm supposed to take care of the stuff that God gives me. The earth is one of those things that God gave us. And I get the biggest charge out of the fact that you guys think that we truly, really, and honestly just don't care. And that's not how it works. But the reality is that it's never, 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 never supposed to be. Never supposed to be the planet over us. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But you know, the hardcore lefties, progressives, socialists, I don't know, whatever you want to call them, I don't care. Whatever makes you happy. They will tell you, yeah, I mean, they're willing to put you to death over saving the planet or saving what they perceive to be saving the planet or saving an animal. I'm really disappointed in PETA, though, that they haven't come out and denounced those people who threw the burnt animal carcass. Now, they were from the left, because they were protesting one of the Trump workers or somebody who worked for the Trump administration. I'm surprised they haven't come out and done anything, though. You know what I mean? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Whether you believe it or not, I know some of you don't, but too bad, deal with it. What I'd love to talk about. Now, there were 30 predictions that they made on the very first Earth Day. Can anybody tell me how many of those came out? I wish I had the Jeopardy music, you know. Da, 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 right? How many? Anybody? Come on, take a guess. If you had said zero, you just might be correct. In the very first Earth Day, they came out with almost 30 predictions as to how things were supposed to change, where things were supposed to be at. New York City should not be inhabitable today, according to them. That's right. I mean, according to, and they changed them over the years. They keep changing them. Now, Earth Day is in April. And in the May 2000 issue of Reason Magazine, the award-winning science correspondent, Ron Bailey wrote an excellent article titled Earth Day Then and Now. He was trying to provide some historical perspective on the 30th anniversary of Earth Day. Now, in the article, Bailey notes that around the time of the first Earth Day in 1970, and in the years to follow, there were a whole bunch of apocalyptic predictions. Why? Because when you scare somebody, when you use the same scare tactics that they say we use, right, that's what they accuse us of all the time, people tend to move. They tend to take action. So all these apocalyptic predictions, many of the predictions were featured in that Reason article. Well, now it's been 48 years since Earth Day. And a good time to ask the question again, what happened? How accurate were they? So I'm going to quickly pick on about 18 of these examples. One, and I got to go pretty quick because we're running out of time here. Harvard biologist George Wald, and this guy got it all wrong all the time, every day, estimated that civilization would end within 15 or 30 years max unless immediate action is taken. We're 50 years into this, and we are bloating on this planet when it comes to the inhabitation. He said, we're in an environmental crisis which threatens the survival of this nation and of the world as a suitable place for human habitation. That was according to biologist Barry Commoner. The day after the Earth Day, the New York Times editorial page warned man must stop polluting and conserve his resources, not merely to enhance existence, but to save the race from deterioration and extinction. Come on, stay with me. Are you hearing this? Population will inevitably and completely outstrip whatever small increase in food supplies we make. So we wouldn't be able to grow enough food. Now, California, that's true, because they won't let us use water. Think about that. They say farmers waste water. Really? Paul Ehrlich confidently declared in April 1970, in the issue of Mademoiselle, the death rate will increase until at least 100 to 200 million people per year will starve to death. Can anybody find any of these anywhere? I don't mean the predictions. I mean where there's 100 to 200 million people a year dying from starving to death. I can go on, but I'm not going to. I don't want to steal the thunder. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Inconvenient facts. What Al Gore missed, lost, and continues to lose. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. No, we're not. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the conversation. I want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. Like I said, I really, really, really appreciate it when you guys engage with what we've got going on here. Now, you know, in the last segment, I was talking about the eight, and there's more than 18. There's a whole bunch. The original prediction back in 1970. I was a little guy then, so I wasn't paying much attention. But back in 1970, in the original Earth Day, they came up with all kinds of predictions. We would be starving to death, that the population would dwindle tremendously. We wouldn't have enough food to feed people. New York would be underwater. You just couldn't write this movie. Okay? 12 guys sit in a room trying to think of the worst things that could possibly happen to the planet. Could not write this movie. And yet, not one of these predictions came true. So it came to my attention a book, Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know About, written by Gregory Wrightstone. And I've asked Gregory to join me today because I'm having more fun with this than any human being should have. And Gregory, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Helen.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button by accident. I've been sausage fingers over here. But I really appreciate you writing this book, Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know About. It's just great. Seriously.
Oh, thank you so much. You know what, though? You might be surprised. I didn't set out to write a book. I didn't.
Really?
I set out to seek the truth. Because as a geologist, I knew there were some things that we were being told about climate change that just weren't so. And I suspected other things were, and we heard so much conflicting information back and forth about this stuff. And I just said, well, I didn't know what to believe. And I said, I'm going to go back and look at research, the actual data, and find out for myself. And what I found out was just shocking, that so much of what we're being told, the science, the facts, and the data actually tell us just the opposite's occurring. And I said... Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! This is incredible, and it just from that the book flowed from me, and so it was. This was really the result of a search for the truth.
Gregory, are you actually saying that they lied to us, or maybe Al Gore was confused? Maybe wrote his book and movie when he had a few too many sherries or something.
No, I'm saying they lied to us. They're lying to us. And I'm going to say that, let me be clear, they're lying to you, and it's on a daily basis.
But, you know, and they try to make guys like me feel like we're not educated enough to know, that we don't study enough, we need to just listen to what they say. And you know, because 97% of the scientists that took the survey said that this is true, this is real science. How do you refute that?
No, 97%. Of scientists took the survey. That was from a study done by a guy by the name of John Cook, and I would be part of the 97%. He cast a wide net. All right, I believe that carbon dioxide is increasing. Carbon dioxide is mainly increasing due to burning of fossil fuels. Carbon dioxide increase contributes a bit to warming of the atmosphere, just has to. It's a greenhouse gas. But I would submit that it's mostly modest and completely overwhelmed by the same natural forces that have been driving temperatures for hundreds of millions of years. Those same natural forces didn't stop at the beginning of the 20th century. They just didn't. All right? So, yes, increasing CO2 likely contributes a small amount of the warming that we've seen that's gone on for the last 300 plus years, the first 200 of which had to be 100% naturally driven.
Right.
So I would have been part of that 97% consensus. And he cast a wide. It would be like if you're talking about the abortion debate and you said that there was a 97% consensus that we should have abortion on demand. Everyone agrees with that. If you include the people that say, well, I'm opposed to all abortions except in the case of saving the life of the mother. Well, you might be able to get close to 97% if you included those people. And that's kind of what they've done with this 97% consensus.
Wow.
So I would be part of that. You would, you know, if you believe that CO2 is contributing a little bit of warming, then you're part of that 97% consensus. And it's just... It's crazy, and I devote a whole chapter in the book to that, to dispelling that notion.
Are you, Gregory, and I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit here when I say, do you know how much CO2 is emitted when a volcano goes off, or what kind of pollution a volcano puts in to the atmosphere?
I do, and that's I've got a new book that'll be, it's germinating in my brain right now, and I want to address that because volcanoes through time, there have been times in Earth when volcanoes, just for whatever reason, as a geologist, I'm a geek when it comes to this kind of stuff, but there were times when they just spewed out huge amounts. Most of the volcanoes that occur today, the really big ones, actually cause a decline in temperature for actually they could be many months or many years, depending on the size of the volcano, because they're putting out first particulates and then aerosol, whatever. It basically blocks the sun. It can cause cooling. But I'm going to just tell you that the main contributors for CO2 increase we've seen are fossil fuels and a small amount to cement manufacture. And I'm going to dispute that with the volcano thing because it's just – and there's no reason to run away from it. We are burning fossil fuels. We're adding CO2 to the atmosphere. And I'll argue that – and the overarching theme of the book is that rising temperatures, which have been rising for 300 years, and increasing CO2 is leading to – a thriving, prospering, greening Earth. It's a net benefit because we've seen throughout time that rise. If you look over the last 4,000 years of history, the great one of my favorite chapters in the book is the relationship between rise and fall of temperatures and the rise and fall of civilizations. We've seen in each of the past warming trends that great civilizations rose up, and then in the intervening when it got cold. Man, bad things happen. Crop failure, famine, mass depopulation, pestilence. It was bad. And, warm is good, and the warming trend we're in right now is not nearly as warm as those other previous warming trends.
Okay, so I want to get into that on the other side of the break. I want to talk a little bit more, about the natural warming and cooling of the Earth, because the alarmist is saying, oh, my God, we haven't seen this in thousands and thousands and thousands of years. I want to know what parchment these numbers are kept on so we know this to be fact. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're going to talk about Al Gore, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know about on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy is retiring after 30 years on the bench. This gives President Trump a second opportunity to fill a seat on the High Court. He could ensure a conservative majority in the Supreme Court for decades to come. Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch on a possible successor.
There are people of intellectual dimension, honesty, conservatism for the most part.
Planned Parenthood's Kevin Griffiths says the right to a safe and legal abortion is on the line.
Call their senators to tell them that they should reject any nominee who would not protect Roe v. Wade, and that there should be no vote until after a new Senate is seated in January.
Justice Kennedy, who turns 82 next month, says he's stepping down to spend more time with his family. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hey guys, Shorty Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. You're taking the time with us. You're taking the time to pay attention, to be part of the conversation. And you really do want to do that. Seriously. It's the only way you get informed. It's the only way you find out what's going on. Let me bring my guest on because I don't want him hanging too long. I want to get to some of this stuff. I really enjoy it. He's written a book called Inconvenient Facts. It's the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. And Gregory Wrightstone is joining me to talk about some of these issues that Al doesn't want you to know about, right? You there? Yeah, there you go. I said these are some of the issues that Al doesn't want you to know about. Hey, Gregory, have you sent him a copy of the book? Because if you haven't, I will. I'll be more than happy to.
Go ahead. I don't have his address. He's tough to contact. He's somewhere in Tennessee, I think.
Just follow that black trail when he returns home. You know what I mean?
Really? His carbon footprint is so big. We should be able to trail him, kind of like Josie Wales leaving dead bodies behind him. But you're right. We should be able to find him.
Yeah.
Carbon footprint that big.
All right, so listen, I kind of made light of it, but I do mean this sincerely from the standpoint of when you talk about global warming, global cooling, and then finally they had to come up with climate change because they couldn't keep up with what was happening.
Yeah.
Now,
oh, wait a minute. Whoa, you're behind the times.
Uh-oh.
It's climate disruption. This is the latest. Seriously. That's what they want you to use is climate disruption.
There you go. All right. I'm excited now because now I have a new word, a new term to learn.
Yeah.
But you know, you talk about tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of years of trying to map this out. I mean, the Earth has natural warming and cooling cycles, and they don't last for 2.5 years. I mean, they'll last a while, don't they?
Yeah. And the one thing I like to say about temperature is that the only thing constant about it is it's never constant. Man, it's going up and down and up and down and up and down. And people like Al Gore and Dr. Michael Mann from Penn State, And all, whenever I say, Mike, oh, man, all of your listeners should be booing in the background. But with these people, they want you to believe that the same natural forces that have been driving temperatures up and down for 100 million years suddenly ceased at the beginning of the 20th century. Doesn't work that way. That's not the way it works. And but the, I think what I like to use is if we look at the last 10,000 years of data, that goes back to the end of the last ice age. We're in an interglacial period now. We've been in it for about 11,000 years, right? These things usually last about 11,000 years. So we're pretty close to the end of this interglacial. But if we take a look at the temperature, we see that there were nine other warming trends, very similar to what we're in right now. All of them ended with higher temperatures than what we are right now. And five of the nine had higher rates of warming than we are right now. So what Al Gore and his ilk will want you to believe is that the warming that we're seeing now is unusual and unprecedented, when actually it's very similar to the other warming trends. When they say unusual and unprecedented, they're talking about the last 50, 80, 100, 200 years. If you only look at that short period of time, then you could be correct that it is unusual, but you need to take it back in a much longer period. And as a geologist, you know, 1,000 years to me is a blink of the eye. We need to look at a much longer period of time and look at what's really going on.
Well, it's funny you should say that because, you know, all of us guys that barely made it out of high school, we used to talk about when you're in science class, none of this stuff lines up with, you know, you need this kind of numbers, you need this many years, you need this much data. And again, as you just said, for a guy like me, I'm listening to Al Gore and others talking, I'm going, how do you put this all together? How do you extrapolate, if you would, millions of years out of a, you know, 100, 150, a 200-year cycle? How do you do that? Never made sense to me.
Right, right. And especially what's important for your listeners to understand is that the satellite data gives us the most accurate data. It just does. And it gives us worldwide data that's great. But you know when that first satellite measuring temperature went up? 1979. What was 1979? The end of a 33-year cooling period. That first satellite went up when the Earth temperature had cooled and was probably the lowest temperature average that we'd had for many decades. So what we've been measuring with the satellite data is the very bottom temperatures, and it's been warming, and it warmed. I'm not disputing that, and I'm not disputing we're in a warming period. We know the warming period we're in right now we know the year it started. It was 1695, the year of the very depths of the Little Ice Age, all right? Nobody was driving an SUV to the corner grocery. There were no Chinese-fired coal plants. 1695. We've been warming for over 300 years since that point. Thank God. That was the middle of the Little Ice Age, the horrific Little Ice Age, and it was bad. And all these cold periods are just horrific with mass depopulation and famine. And we saw even in the Little Ice Age, half the population of Iceland perished. 600,000 people died in 1 year in France. And it was bad. It was really bad. One of the things really interesting to me, Scott Pruitt, who thank God is in charge of the EPA now, a month or so ago, he stated, or actually asked the question, how arrogant is it of us to think that we know what the ideal temperature of the Earth is? All right? And Michael Mann from Penn State, Michael Mann from Penn State here, this is important. He responded, well, of course we know what the ideal temperature was. It was the temperature before we started adding CO2 to the atmosphere. You know what that put us? Right in the depths of the Little Ice Age. He thinks the perfect temperature is back in the middle of the Little Ice Age where, like I just said, half the population of Iceland perished. It was a bad time. Just remember what George Washington went through, suffering through the cold at Valley Forge. That was cold from the Little Ice Age. And that's what they want. No. Warm is good. Cold is bad. Cold is very bad.
Now, Craig, you know, I always like to do this with my guests, too, is you know, you're just some guy who read some books and decided this is the way to go. Why don't you tell people what gives you the right? What creds do you have to even do this?
Yeah, well, I'm a geologist, I'm a scientist, and I back everything up in the book with 14 pages of sources and references. Everything I say is a factual. There's been nothing that's been questioned in the book. I have two charts that I made minor changes to the y-axis. We're coming up into the third printing of the book, and somebody helpfully pointed that out to me. It's rather minor, but nobody else has pointed out anything factually incorrect in the book.
Yeah, but,
so it's science and fact-based.
Yeah, but don't blow over the fact, you know, you've got over 35 years of experience, and you're researching and studying various aspects of the Earth's processes. You know, some of these guys, some of these people that are advocates,
yeah,
big time. What's his name? Who's Bill Nye, right? I love this guy.
Yeah.
This guy, the science guy?
Really? You love him?
No, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he comes out with a smock. He comes out with a smock on, right? And God, listen.
Al Gore had one science class in college. He got a D in it. And we're supposed to believe this is the face of climate alarmism? Come on, cut me a break. Holy cow.
All right, but Gregory, why are...
And you would not believe the people that I'm hated by half and loved by half. And you would not believe the haters, the climate alarmists, they say he's not a scientist. He doesn't have a doctorate. Well, okay, I don't have a doctorate, but I'm a scientist. I've lectured all over the planet. I've been to, you know,
yep,
for crying out loud, I've been to Algeria. Nobody goes to Algeria, you know. And last trip was lecturing in India, and I will don't go there.
we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, one of the two things I want to hit on is this: you got to be really cold. Not to see cold-hearted, you know, you see those polar bears floating all by themselves. I mean, how do you explain that? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. And then, why aren't more scientists coming out on this? Why aren't they putting the truth out there? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. More of the inconvenient facts that Al Gore doesn't want you to know right after this.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always. Listen, next hour, we're going to have a lot of fun. Seriously. I'm watching people's heads explode over the fact that, you know, they think that the Kim, little Kim over there is now building a new nuclear research facility, okay, because the satellite
is going to
show it. You know, hold on, Greg. You know, these people out there. And I'm saying to myself, didn't Trump say if he crosses over the line, it's all over, everything gets thrown back on North Korea? So yeah, why don't we let it play out a little bit and see what happens? Anyway, let me bring him on. I always appreciate the people that come on here with knowledge that have a clue. He's written a book called Inconvenient Facts. The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know, Gregory Wrightstone. Gregory, thanks for being with me today. You there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Thanks for being with me today. I appreciate you writing the book. I mean, seriously, and frankly, the other side of this, I don't know if you'll get upset at me for saying it, I can understand this book. So if I can understand this book, anybody out there, any of the listeners out there, you can pick it up at Amazon. It's called Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know by Gregory Wrightstone. Now, listen, guys, we talk about this all the time. You want people to do more of this stuff, you need to support them. You need to buy their books. You need to support these people. Gregory, again, thanks for being with me.
You betcha. And you can go to inconvenientfacts.xyz, and if you go there and hit the subscribe button, I'll send you a link to a PowerPoint that I'll give you for the top 25 figures in the book for you to use.
Wow.
And so I've gotten a lot, seen a lot on Facebook, a lot of, if you want, 60 years of polar bear population, showing them increasing. So it's inconvenientfacts.xyz. So I'd encourage your listeners to go there or Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We just got them recently in the Barnes & Noble brick-and-mortar store. So, yeah, it'd be great.
You know, this is great, too, because all I see, when they get mad at me, it's like, don't you care? And they show you a picture of this polar bear that's just floating on this little chunk of ice that somehow, you know, global warming has caused it to break away from a bigger... I mean, this is a bunch of hooey, right?
Well, I got to tell you, there's not been a polar bear sighted in Antarctica for more than 50 years. That's a problem.
Okay.
So anyhow, that's sarcasm because, yep, of course there's never polar bears in there. But yeah, there's, cut me a break. There are the population, and if you go subscribe at inconvenientfacts.xyz, you'll get a chart showing 60 years of polar bear population showing an increase. Now, granted, there was a spike when they did away with polar bear hunting. Granted. But it's continued to increase since then, and the increase continues today. There's 30,000, more or less, give or take. The thing about polar bear, counting polar bear populations, it's not easy. I don't want to go count polar bears because apparently we taste a lot like seals because we're on the polar bear menu, and there's no place to hide. It's a flat, white wasteland. There's not, you can hide behind a snow dune, but this is a dangerous occupation, counting polar bears for these people. But we've got about 30,000 polar bears. They have a lifespan of about 15 years, which means about 2,000 polar bears die a year. And you might have seen the agonizing video of a polar bear dying, this was probably 6 months ago, but it's called nature. It's not anything that we're doing. So, you know, I'd encourage your listeners to sleep well, rest well. Your use of your SUV and driving to the corner grocery is not causing polar bears to go extinct. They're doing just fine. Thank you.
Greg, everything's our fault. Don't you know that? I mean, seriously. I mean, these guys make me crazy with some of the stuff they blame me for. Listen, I told you during the break that, you know, I peruse YouTube, and these are one of the subjects I look for, and scientists will pop up, and they'll, I mean, guys that have been at this also 30, 40, 50 years, they say, look, this 97% is wrong, and this is really what's happening. They're saying a lot of things that you are. Why do we see more of these guys and girls in the news and in other places where they're speaking about this stuff openly?
Yeah, I've got I was president of a large geological organization with thousands of members, and I literally know thousands of fellow geologists, and we're the people that study the long term history of the Earth. Just about everybody I know agrees with what I say, but it's difficult for them to step forward and say that because, frankly, there's so much information out there and there's so much contradictory information.
Yep.
That a lot of these people just don't want to be, they don't want to say something and come across as a fool and not have it right. I have the benefit of having researched this in depth, so I can speak confidently about the matter. My colleagues can't do so. They can make those allegations, but again, they have the risk of coming across as someone that's not knowledgeable and promoting other information. So it's what, when I was writing the book, I read a blog by Scott Adams, who's the creator of Dilbert. He called this the non-scientist problem. Scott Adams is a big skeptic of climate change, and he said that one of the problems he has and that others have is that they're not scientists. We hear all kinds of contradictory information out there about climate change, and most people don't feel qualified to be able to judge what's right and what's wrong. And that's what I like to do with this book, and that was one of my main goals with this book, was to provide that information in a clear, lucid manner that the common non-scientist could use. And that was my main goal writing the book, because most scientists actually can't communicate very well with the general public and put things, what could be a difficult scientific exercise or information, into something that actually is readable and for the public to understand. And I believe I've done that with this book. So that was my goal.
I've had a few guys on, a few other scientists on, one on evolution, and I got to tell you what, some of you scientist types are so dry, it's so hard to pull the information out of you. So I want to thank you for being one of those guys that actually speaks English and uses enough the words that we can understand. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Yes.
You know.
Hey, and I've done a bunch. And if they go to my website, I've got a blog. I've got some recent, really interesting blogs on Antarctica, disputing the recent information on Antarctic melting, and I've also got one on the recent disputing famine predictions on that. And we've been overwhelmed actually with just these crazy, it seems like it's increasing by the week, these crazy predictions of just stupid stuff related to global warming. And as quick as they come up, I try and beat them down. But it's just not me.
Oh, you can't.
There are others out there.
You'd have to keep up. You'd have to stay awake 24/7 to keep up with some of the crazy stuff that they come out with. Okay, listen, we're going to get rolling here in a second. Tell people how they can get more information about you, you know, your website, where to get the book, and that kind of thing on our way out.
Yeah. Inconvenientfacts.xyz. I want you to go there. You can buy the book there and get a $5 off. If you go to there, you get a discount. But hit the subscribe button, and I'll send you that PowerPoint and a pithy email about once every 10 days or 2 weeks. That's I don't swamp you with those things. So inconvenientfacts.xyz, and let's do this again, because I like to be your go-to guy for climate change here.
I will keep your number close, because I got to tell you, this stuff makes me nuts, and it's almost, they don't drip, they deluge you with stuff, and there's no way to fight it all at one time, but it'd be great to have you come back on to remind us that there are loons out there, and when it comes to, would you say they call it now climate something?
Climate disruption.
Climate disruption.
Yeah, that's the nom de guerre.
I'm sorry. So, not laughing at you. Just loving it.
No.
All right. Well, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it so much. And, you know, have a great rest of the day.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's a lot going on. There's a lot happening that I want you to catch up on with me. When we come up in the next hour, if you're around, if you want to be around. Do the SCOTUS rulings, you know, what kind of effect do they have on us? And you know, some people say with Kennedy leaving, Roe versus Wade is done, the LGBTQ rights are done, and the sky will be falling momentarily. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.